the morning. It's 6:42 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2019. I'm out. I'm up. I'm moving. I'm dragging. I got a ton of running around of chores to do this morning. I've got to go pick up some meds from the vet. I got to go pick up some prescriptions at the pharmacy. I've got to get some groceries. I need to get a haircut. I need to get some fresh clothes to wear. I haven't bought fresh clothes in like 2 years. And quite frankly, the current state of my wardrobe would indicate that I haven't bought clothes in at least 2 years. And this Friday, I have to go to Denver for the Colorado Gold Writers Conference. So I've got to stay tomorrow, Thursday, to get all this stuff done. And this morning, I clearly did not get enough sleep last night. I had a sort of overtired eye twitch. I've got the bobblehead feeling. At least that feels like my head is bobbling on my neck. I've got the metronome turned off. I'm not doing anywhere near 122 beats per minute, but I still feel winded. Hence the panting. So hi, good morning. Welcome to the working week. Labor Day has left us on the shores of labor. Could be worse, I could have a day job I have to work around. I could be trying to deal with a hurricane. So yeah, I'm actually pretty good, I just... I also got out early this morning, it's not even 7 o'clock yet. I could actually be home by 7. Probably not 7:01, 7:02 probably. Sorry about the cough, I got some sort of lung crap going on here. And I'm mumbling. So as far as the morning goes, it's actually pretty morning. It's actually pretty nice. The wind is down here, I'm down in the neighborhoods, of course, and protected from the wind. The treetops are rustling, but it's not getting down to ground level where I am. It was pretty strong when I was walking westward. I expect it's going to be pretty strong when I start walking eastward. It's 70 degrees, but I put on a hoodie because I knew that wind was going to be a problem. I'm glad I did. Although at the moment I'm a little bit overheated. But it's a lovely morning, it really is. It's quite pretty. I got up too early. I had a bad dream and it woke me up and I couldn't go back to sleep. But I woke up with that panic feeling. And that certainly sours the morning. Had something to do with being stuck in the airport of San Francisco. Most of my anxiety dreams have to do with being stuck in an airport. Generally it's San Francisco. Generally it's LA. Generally it's LAX. This one happened to be San Francisco, which was odd because I haven't flown in San Francisco for years. I don't even remember what it is at the moment. This is another day where I'm doing a lot of thinking about stuff that I can't talk about. So it's gonna be one of those walks where I probably walk along without saying much. What am I reading? I'm right at the end of Dead Witch Walking. I got a TBR list that just keeps growing 2 or 3 titles a day, and I'm spending less and less time reading. I think I finished it, did I? No, not quite. Almost done. I'm at 95%, and probably 2 or 3% of the end is probably either previews of coming distractions or at least about the author stuff. So yeah, it's almost done. And I've got 4 samples. I just noticed I've got 4 samples lined up right ahead of it, and about 12 samples, and a couple of free books waiting behind it that have come along since. Oh, I have a handkerchief. I have a Kleenex. Okay, I'm gonna slip this in a pocket. I hope I don't shut it off. I'm still watching Carnival Row. It's, you know, it's grimdark. It's pretty well done. Grimdark is not necessarily my favorite genre. I'm only watching it because all the cool kids are. Do I care about any of the characters?
I don't know.
I must care about it a little bit or I wouldn't still be watching, but you know, honestly, honestly, I don't know. Got out ahead of sunrise this morning. I just felt so crappy that if I didn't get moving, I wouldn't. I'd curl up and take a nap or something. I may curl up and take a nap when I get home. Sweatshirt's too hot. Okay, get ready. Stay with me. One post. Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think I'm on the soft middle of the series because this is like another one of these. I'm not exactly sure why I'm watching it. The not really dead trope is kind of tedious. Be early. He's got to wait for the bus on the sidewalk here. Pick up the pace by this girl. I didn't think I'd be so self-conscious about talking to myself in front of an audience, but there it is. So, okay, I'm by. I'm past. It's behind me now. Unfortunately, now I have to keep the pace up or she's going to catch up with me. Anyway, so yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man. Cape Grace. Feedback for Cape Grace is still coming in. It's split pretty evenly between, yes, the story works as is, and no, the story needs some work. And the places where the beta readers identify the story needs some work are pretty consistent. So I'm pretty sure I know exactly. I know what needs to happen. I just need to get my... I need to get my butt in gear and get that stuff done. And the problem, my biggest issue right at the moment is that the distraction meter is off the charts. I got to, that needle isn't pegged, it's cut the peg off and moved around to the beginning again. I can't seem to get it back under control. Uh, my executive function is compromised, shall we say. Bus heading over to pick up that kid. Oh, this feels good. I just made the turn north. The wind is blowing on my face. Underneath is where the sweatshirt is. It's cooling me down nicely. A little extra oomph here, get back. It's mostly cloudy now. When I started out, there wasn't quite as much cloud cover. Right now, there's probably like 3/4. What is the meteorological term? Octile or something? Maybe 6 octaves or whatever. I don't remember what it is. It's something. I was just focusing on keeping 1 foot moving in front of the other, trying to get to push past this. I got past the park, I'm almost to the end. Not one of my finest episodes. I'm going to have a nap. I can see that right now. Okay. Unlock the phone. Press stop. But only after I've said, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.